Hello.
Hello. My name is George. I'm calling from Minnesota Opinion Survey. We are conducting an opinion survey. We'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. This is not a sales call, ma'am. To begin, what is your zip code?
55411.
55411, thank you. And what year were you born? Just a year.
77.
Thank you. And thank you for taking my call. What is your race? White, African-American, black, American Indian?
Black.
Okay, thank you. With the following, I would like to ask you, are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Yes.
And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
From college.
From college, okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or an Independent?
Oh, boy. Democrat.
Strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Not strong Democrat.
Thinking about the direction of the community, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the community is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied or somewhat dissatisfied?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. Thinking about the state of things in your community, do you expect things to get worse or better over the next year?
Worse.
Somewhat worse or much worse?
Much worse.
And do you think are the most important issues facing your community today? Please select three top ones, even if they're hard ones. Here's the first one. Affordable quality health care, public safety, including gun violence, reproductive or maternal health, raising cost of living, affordable quality housing, climate change and the environment, access to quality education, protecting and expanding voting rights, access to good jobs, criminal justice and police reform, reducing racism and discrimination. Please pick three. I know it's
a
lot.
Climate change, education,
okay.
And reducing racism.
Reducing racism and education, okay. Thank you. And with the following, I would like to ask you, what initiatives would make you feel safe in your community? Please select up to three. Here's the first ones. Alternative first responders to police, including mental health experts and welfare agents, or more employment opportunities for formerly incarcerated individuals, decreased police presence, increased drug control and rehabilitation efforts statewide, increased gun control statewide, community-led violence prevention initiatives, increasing police presence. Please
pick
three.
Pick one.
Please pick three, even if it's a hard one.
Yep, I'm trying to remember the list.
I can read it for you again if you like.
Yes, please, thank you.
Okay. First one says alternative first responders to police, including mental health experts and welfare agents, more employment opportunities for formerly incarcerated individuals, decrease police presence, increase drug control and rehabilitation efforts statewide, increase gun control statewide, community-led violence prevention initiatives, or increase...
So community-led violence prevention.
Okay.
And what were the first two? Increased opportunities for ex-offenders, and what was the first one?
The first one was alternative. First respond to police, including...
Yeah, alternatives to respond, increase opportunities for ex-offenders, and... Oh, God, what was the third one?
The third one is more employment opportunities for formerly incarcerated individuals. Is this the one you want me to pick for you?
Yep, that was number two, and it was alternatives to 911 was the first one, and then there was the third one that I said.
Yes, that would be community-led violence prevention initiatives?
Yes, those three. Thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And thank you for your patience. We're halfway there. You're doing great. The following says, what aspects of public safety do you believe are working well in community? Please select up to three. Here's the first ones. Community engagement and cooperation, emergency response services, gun control measures, juvenile justice programs, rehabilitation and reintegration efforts, drug and substance abuse prevention, neighborhood watch initiatives, support for victims of crime, law enforcement programs, or mental health support services.
And the question was, what's working?
The question is, what aspects of public safety do you believe are working well in your community? If you like, I can read it again for you.
One more time, please. Thank you.
Sure, no problem. The first one says community engagement and cooperation, emergency response services, gun control measures, juvenile justice programs, rehabilitation and reintegration efforts, drug and substance abuse prevention, neighborhood
watch initiatives. So I'm going to check mental health, the one around mental health, the one around juvenile justice prevention, and the very first one you just said. I can't remember it though.
Community engagement and cooperation? Or emergency response?
Community engagement and cooperation, juvenile prevention, and then... I'm glad you're keeping track, because this is a lot. Did you get the three?
I just need one more. I have drug and substance abuse prevention, neighborhood watch initiatives, or support for victims of crime, law enforcement programs, or mental health support services.
So I think mental health support services, juvenile prevention, and whatever that first one was.
The first one was
community engagement.
Engagement. Okay, I have that for you. And thank you again for your patience. Now, here are some public safety solutions that some communities have used. Which of the following do you believe would work in your community? Please pick three. Here's the first one. Reducing traffic stops for non-emergency violations. Funding to support families of victims of community and police violence. Culturally specific community healing practices, or using social worker, medic, and mental health workers to respond to certain cases, or increasing civilian oversight of police and other public safety programs, or devastating police ranks. And please pick three.
Okay. Read the question one more time for me.
Yes, here are some public safety solutions that some communities
that
have
worked in other communities. Yep. So the culturally relevant one, I don't know the exact language. There was one around police oversight, community oversight over police, I think one was one of them.
Okay.
And I have a third one. Can you read them again, please?
Yes, I have funding to support families of victims of community and police violence. Culturally specific communities healing practices, using social workers, paramedics, and mental health workers to respond to certain cases, increasing civilian oversight of police and other public safety programs, or...
So my third one, I'll pick using mental health or social workers to respond.
Okay. And the last one here says diversifying police rank.
Yeah, I don't know what that really means. So, no, I picked three already, right?
I have two. And these are the options that I still have. I have funding to support families of victims of community and...
That wasn't my choice. So it was culturally relevant responses, whatever that language was. That was one.
Okay, I have
There was another one for increased community police oversight.
Okay, I have that.
And then, what was the third one?
Okay, I have those for you. And what aspect of the K-12 education system do you believe are working well in your community? Please pick the one that works well. Here's the first one. It says, a diverse range of free, of affordable, currently activities and opportunities or special education programs, parental involvement and support, quality of teachers, up-to-date school facilities and infrastructure, access to educational resources, access to technology, a Black-centered curriculum, or robust curriculum that supports academic, social, and emotional development, or school safety and security, or diversity of teachers. Please pick three.
Quality of teachers, Black-centered curriculum, or whatever that one was, and
I have a robust curriculum that supports academic, social, and emotional development, or school safety and security, or diversify
school safety and security.
Okay.
School
Thank you very much.
Yep.
Okay. And do you agree or disagree with the following statement? There are not enough mental and physical health resources for K-12 students in our community. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, or?
Strongly agree.
Okay. And which initiative or programs do you think would be most helpful to support the mental health and physical health in students in your community? Here's the first one. Please pick three. I have suicide interaction programs, mentorship programs, promoting mental health literacy for students, teachers, and caretakers.
Yep, that's the one. School, I want that one.
Okay, I also have school-based resources that help families discuss race and cope with racial stress, or access to quality after-school programs, access to cultural affirming curriculum, or walk-in counseling centers at school.
Access to culturally affirming curriculum after school program. Those three.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. Here is a definition for the term restorative justice.
Restorative justice?
Yes, ma'am. Restorative justice. Do apologize. In an approach to addressing conflict, harm, and wrongdoing that focuses on repairing the harm caused to an individual and the community, rather than slowly pushing the offender, it seeks to promote accountability, healing, and reconciliation among all parties involved. Do you support or oppose promoting this justice program in school?
In school?
Well, that's what they're asking, ma'am.
Yep. Can you read it again?
Yes. Here is a definition for the restorative justice. A restorative justice is an approach to addressing conflict, harm, and wrongdoing that focuses on repairing the harm cost to individuals and the community, rather than slowly punishing the offender. It seeks to promote accountability, healing, and reconciliation among all parties involved. After hearing this statement, do you support it or oppose it?
Support.
Strongly support it or somewhat support it?
Strongly support it.
And school resources officers are police officers hired by the local police department to work in school settings. Do you support or oppose the use of school resources officers in Minnesota schools?
Opposed.
Strongly opposed or somewhat opposed?
Somewhat opposed.
And do you support or oppose allowing school resources officers in Minnesota schools to use restraint such as chokeholds on students?
Strongly opposed.
And do you agree or disagree with the following statement? Black students in Minnesota schools are treated differently than students of other races.
Strongly agree.
And which of the following would most help you and your family feel economically secure? Please select two that apply. Here's the first one. Support building and strong professional network, or ability to build an investment portfolio, help starting or maintaining a business, more opportunity to promotions and raises, help acquiring valuable job skills or financial literacy, resources to raise financial goals, or debt reduction. You could pick two.
Debt reduction and I should number these is what I should do. I should have been doing 12 months. What was, can you read those list again?
Sure, I can read them for you again. The first one says support building a strong professional network, or ability to build an investment portfolio, help starting.
Investment portfolio, or, that's what I wanted.
Okay. And what would be the other one? I have helping starting or maintaining a business, more opportunities to promotions and raises, helping acquiring valuable job skills or financial literacy, resources to search financial goals or debt reduction.
Resources for debt reduction, financial goals, yeah, that's one of it.
Okay, and which of the following would be most helpful in combating the rising cost of living in you, for you and your family? Please pick two that apply. I have increasing income-based housing programs, or increasing statewide subsidized housing, increasing rental assistance programs, subsidizing public transportation, increasing food assistance programs, universal health care, universal basic income, increasing homeownership programs. Please pick two.
Universal basic income, increasing homeownership program.
And which of the following are the most important trades you look for in the neighborhood to live? Here's the first one. Walkability, employment opportunity nearby, safe and secure surroundings, affordable housing options, access to parks and natural spaces, friendly and supportive neighborhoods, access to good schools, neighbors who look like me, convenient public transportation options. Please pick two. Three, I mean, to apologize.
Neighbors who look like me, convenient public transportation, and strong schools.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. What the following I would like to ask you. Which of the following initiatives do you believe would be most helpful in allowing people in your community to buy their own homes? Please pick two. Here's the first one. Giving incentives to companies who build affordable housing, making houses more energy efficient to save on utilities, teaching people about homeownership, building more middle and low income housing, setting rent control to allow people to save money for purchasing a home, or reposing unused or abandoned land or buildings for affordable housing.
Oh boy, I'm supposed to say how many?
Three, please.
Three. So the last one, repurposing abandoned land and buildings for housing. Can you read the list again? That'll be one of my choices. Can you read the
list
again?
Sure. It says here, giving incentives to companies who build affordable housing, making houses more energy efficient to save on
utilities. Oh, yeah, energy efficiency. Yeah, that's number two, energy efficiency.
Okay. And with the following, I would like to ask you, and I do apologize, it's only asking for two. And we are concluding. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Single.
And including yourself, how many people currently live in your household?
Four.
And how would you describe your employment status? Working full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, homemaker or student, or permanently disabled? Okay.
Self-employed.
And were you born in the United States or another country?
United States.
And were your parents born in the United States or another country?
United States.
And from whom did you vote for in 2020 general elections for president? Or were you not able to vote?
Friday.
And how would you describe your the area where you live? Urban, suburban, a small town, or rural?
Urban.
And last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
$40,000.
Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. You have yourself a great evening. Thank you again.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.